Joining us now to look at the larger issue about where the Congress stands today nationally, Sanjay Jha of the Congress, Aarti Jairath with me, and Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Sanjay, I find it interesting that for the first time, perhaps you've got a senior Congress leader saying that, look, Rahul Gandhi doesn't have the gift of the gab that Narendra Modi does. And therefore, one could argue that he just does not have the connect that Mr. Modi does. This is your primary leader. This is your future party president. If this is the situation, why not a change at the right at the top?
Vishnu, let me tell you that all political leaders have different attributes. You know, everybody knows that Mr. Modi is a very flamboyant speaker, but don't forget what Digvijay Singh ji added. He said his content is hollow. He's a man who's made many disingenuous promises and the party
but
has
But he
had
seems to be winning
space.
Elections, Sanjay.
I think, you know,
he wins elections
well,
after elections
Donald
and you
Trump
keep
at
losing.
The moment, Vishnu, let me tell you that end of day, yes, I do agree that public speaking and oratorial skills are, you know, good requisites for a politician
so,
to have.
So,
but they are not enough by themselves.
Right. So Sanjay, you know, are you meaning to say that people in this country are only given into his oratory, that apparently there is no sum and substance to anything that he says, and that people, millions of them in the country, have fallen prey to this guile of a political leader who just sort of captivates them without saying anything?
Well, can I tell you something in brief? The answer is yes.
Oh, really?
And a very appropriate, this has been the political strategy of a few leaders in recent times. You've seen who got elected as the president of Philippines. Donald Trump in America is making absolutely ridiculous and preposterous promises to the people of America. None of it is sustainable. He is seeming to apparently...
With all due respect to Mr. Digvijay Singh, I found that particular point of his... comparing Donald Trump mm-hmm. with the situation in India rather disingenuous. Donald Trump and his reality in these elections came much after the BJP came to power and much after Narendra Modi became a senior
I'm
politician.
I'm drawing a parallel.
Well, he
I
made that parallel,
parallel
as well.
And my point,
I mean,
Vishnu.
I don't think you can draw
international
factors.
No, Vishnu, I want to make one point.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you that there are leaders who have emerged in recent times who have been popularly elected in a democracy, but are extremely dictatorial in nature. But that's not the central theme of the debate.
Party has been
I want to answer to you that end of day for a political leader. No. Why don't you let me answer? I'm saying for a political leader, end of day, I think what sustains you in the long term is your credibility, is your content, is your message, is your vision.
Okay.
And I think in that sense, I think Mr. Rahul Gandhi is an exceptional leader compared to Mr. Modi. And time will prove that.
Time is not proving that.
We take the recent setbacks in our stride.
Time is not proving anything.
Well, let me tell you.
You're hardly a national party right now.
You, Vishnu,
one major state and six small ones.
I disagree. I disagree with you. You can't call any state small or big in that sense. A state is a state.
Okay.
But more importantly, please remember that we are still the largest party in the Raj Sabha. And amongst the 14 biggest states in India, either we are in government or we are the principal opposition.
Okay, Sanjay, I want to bring in Sudhanshu Trivedi over here. Sir,
from a
BJP standpoint, with these elections, the Congress obviously are a major constituent in the opposition. But do you, as a party, see them less as being a truly national player in our dynamic, in our polity?
If you look at the entire expanse of Indian politics over the decades, there was a time in 1980s when BJP was called a cowbell party. In 90s, we transcended down the Vindhyas and we formed the government Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh. In the decade of 2000, we formed the first government in Karnataka. And 2010, we have entered into Northeast. So this is a successive expansion of Bharatiya Janata Party. So my friend from Congress should try to understand. The problem with the Congress party is, as Mr. Digvijay Singh ji was saying, and Sanjay Jha ji was saying, that there are some examples of those popular leaders who got elected and then became dictator. In Indian context, the only one example is Srimati Indira Gandhi. And dictator to what extent? Indira is India and India is Indira. And up till now, none from Congress has ever denied that statement, because that is statement of the Congress president. And now coming to that one aspect which Digvijay Singh was saying, that it was a jumla which was used by Sri Narendra Modi. So I will just like to give an example. In 1970, Srimati Indira Gandhi gave the slogan, Garibi Hatao. And in 2014, Srimati Sonia Gandhi, after 44 years, out of 44 years, 36 years of direct Congress rule, they were saying, we are bringing a food security bill because two-thirds of the country is not having proper access to the food. Forget about Garibi. So this was a jumla and a clear example of how keeping continuously in power, you have misused those slogans because this is the mindset of the Congress, so they are keeping those things in mind.
I think second thing Vijay Singh Ji was saying, of slogans,
that Congress is a party in which everybody feels comfortable.
The AK Antony Committee report says
that the Congress somehow in 2014 Lok Sabha election was seemed to be too much inclined towards one community. So in a way, he was indicating that even the majority community was feeling uncomfortable.
You know, Aarti,
so all these premises, in my opinion, are not
Sudhanshu Trivedi used the word slogan in the context of the Congress. But if slogan is a way in which political parties reach out to people across the country, one area where the Congress seems to have utterly failed is social media. Digvijay Singh made a very important point. He said, in social media, we've not really made the mark. We are trying to catch up. In urban India is so large now. The fact that the Congress have failed on social media, does that now increasingly possibly result in election results going not their way?
Well, I think the Congress has a serious problem of communication, not just, you know, on social media, but even otherwise, you know, just communicating with the people. And I think that, and this is a problem that I think... Digvijay Singh kind of hinted at, because he talked about Modi having the gift of the gab and Rahul lacking it. There is a serious problem in communicating. So, I mean, I think that's one. But, you know, Vishnu, I mean, let's not even look at all these big things. Let's look at something very simple and practical. The BJP last year lost Delhi, lost Bihar. And Bihar was a shattering blow, okay? And they lost Bihar because... they didn't project a local leader. They didn't pick up local issues. They, you know, parachuted, Narendra Modi and Amit Shah from Delhi and, you know, made it into a kind of Delhi-driven election, right? Now, 6 months later came Assam. The BJP learnt from its mistakes in Bihar. And look at the way they just turned on a pin in Assam. They completely changed their strategy. They promoted a local leader. They promoted a chief minister face. They brought in Hemanta Biswa Sarma, who came from the Congress, who was, you know, on the eve of the election. He wasn't even, you know, an old BJP man or an old RSS man or, you know, anything, right? He came in on the eve of the election. They gave him, put him in charge of the campaign because he brought in the Bodos, he brought in AGP, he helped them cement that alliance. You know, look at the way they turned.
They moved really fast.
Yeah. Now, you tell me the Congress, which after Bihar was actually on a high because it had won, 26 seats, you know, out of the 40 they contested. And that Gathbandhan had won. And Nitish Kumar had been pressing from day one that let's repeat the Bihar experiment in Assam. Let's do a grand alliance. Not just with AIUDF, he wanted... AGP in it, he wanted Bodos in it. It was a Congress that just dragged its feet.
Sanjay, we have a short bulletin today, so just a couple of questions, one to you and one to Mr. Trivedi. Sanjay, to you first. You know, it's the same lack of response which is such a problem. There's been a Moily Committee report, there's been an Antony Committee report. This is after your fiasco in the last national elections. Everybody met, reports were written, reports were sent, and you never heard back. So where is the accountability?
Vishnu, very quickly on that one, let me tell you that for any political party, including ours, and I deal with some of the political leaders in the party, whether it's strategy, execution, ground level plans that Digvijay Ji was mentioning, these are work in progress. I mean, you're constantly adapting. Whether what action the party is going to take based on the reports formally, that I guess, you know, I can't really comment on that. But, you know, since you mentioned Assam a little while earlier, let me just tell you, the very fact that the BJP is entering Assam for the first time after independence now is a manifestation of Congress Party's political endurance and durability and its strength and its sustainable political relevance in the Indian context. And I think don't forget that even when we have lost the elections, Okay. We have got a larger vote share than the Bharatiya Janata Party.
You don't seem to learn from your mistakes, Sanjay. I think that's the problem.
Panic at the moment. But we need to reinvent ourselves.
Sudhanshu Trivedi, last question to you. One point mentioned by Digvijay Singh to me was that, look, Himanta Biswa Sarma is someone who is ideologically not compatible with the BJP. You're going to run into trouble. How do you respond to that?
This is for Sri Digvijay Singh himself have to think whatever, because he's having a long association with Himanta Biswa Sarma. But as far as Bharatiya Janata Party is concerned, there are several leaders who have rose to the stature of topmost leaders who have come from other parties and got very much assimilated in the mainstream of Bharatiya Janata Party. The one thing I would like to remind, the basic fundamental problem with the Congress is their attachment and affection towards the family. This I would like to quote. There is a phrase in Sanskrit which says, Shmashan Vairagya. तो क्या होता है कि जब आप शमशान में जाते हैं तो कुछ समय के लिए परिवार से मोह भंग हो जाता है, आपको यथार्थ सत्य दिखने लगता है, परंतु वो टेम्पररी होता है, आप बाहर आते हैं, एवरीथिंग बिकम्स एज यूजुअल, योर अटैचमेंट अफेक्शन टुवर्ड्स फैमिली स्टार्टेड. इन द सेम मैनर आफ्टर एवरी डिफीट द कांग्रेस कॉल्स अबाउट द इंट्रोस्पेक्शन, but the attachment to the family overcomes
that. Digvijay Singh actually said that. He said there is no question but the family. The Nehru-Gandhi family is what binds us. He said it. I mean, there is no debate in that. I mean, this is their central belief. Look, I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. We only had half an hour today to reflect on those points. And if there is one word which can perhaps describe where the Congress is today, it's floundering. They seem to be floundering now. They want change. But do they know how to bring about change? That really needs to be answered. Thank you very much for being with us.